Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Metro on the beat, Metro on the beat.
Hello, Metro on the beat.
Hey, it's so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Hey, it's so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. I'ma splash, I'ma splash. Pop a pill, I won't even do that half. Do the whole thing, I'ma last, I'ma last. Pussy so good, I never fuck you in the ass. Got a long dip, that shit barely fit. Like OJ Glove, you must have quit. All these other hoes, I must have quit. When you ask me what other bitch you fucking with, I grab you up on some good shit. You look back like good shit. Got so deep in that bitch, it felt spiritual. Flooded in that pussy, it's a miracle. Yeah, how the hell you sucked the soul out my dick? Then made me a feast and started rolling up the zip. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. That's why I fuck with you. I had told all my niggas they won't fuck you too. Got mad, told my niggas they can't fuck with you. Cause last time we fucked, I fell in love with you. I know my face the perfect tat. You little baby, I'm the dad. Try and fuck so bad. Cause the ass so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Head so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all this shit, I would.
Head so good. Yeah. Dick is so good. Yeah. If I can quit my job and fuck you all this shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I can quit my job and fuck you all this shit, I would. Huh. You can smash, you can smash. Hood nigga, you don't even need a pass. But do you think you up for the task? Cause it's a big body beat. Please don't crash. Last time I let you fuck, it was amazing shit. Love a nigga who ain't scared to put his face in it. And I still remember every single place you lick. So I sucked the soul out you just to take that dick. I'm a nasty bitch. I can take that shit. Pussy tight as long johns. I'ma make that fit. And I never tell a chick about the pipe I get. Cause if she ever disrespect, I have to fight that bitch. You know that beef stick so bomb. My nigga asked who pussy is it. I said Big Sean. Trying to make me fall in love, nigga. Don't play. If I can put my job, then I lay up and fuck you all day.
Hey, it's so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Head so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would.
You got such a pretty mind.
Oh my God.
I'd be damn if I didn't 69. I can hit this shit until I'm 69, oh fuck it. I can hit this shit until I'm 6 feet down, deep in the dirt. What you got is too good just to leave in the skirt. Got everybody watching while you leaving from work. Got the preacher watching while you leaving from church. Baby, you know what you were. I'm the only one that know what to do when you take that ass out. Sitting on my lap, that shit made me wanna cash out. Come inside your face, oh baby, now you can't stop. Come inside that pussy, I'ma give your mama grandchild. I'ma make you come 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, maybe 6 times. I'ma ask you, is this pussy mine? If you say no, bitch, you lying. Cause when I take it out, you start crying. I done fucked around and realized your spine. You look good from the front and the back. You look, baby, I'm the dad trying to fuck so bad. Cause that ass so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Ass so good. Pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day shit, I would.
Your
bitch watch.
You look around,
she is nowhere to be found.
In the bathroom where I got my dick in her mouth, getting paid right now. Eyes rolling in the back of her head,
looking like lights out.
She's mine right now. Should've never played with a real nigga.
Sloppy fucking no no.
Hey, let me touch it, squeeze and rub it.
Beat that pussy slow mo.
He can love me, I can't crush him. No, that is a no no.
Freaking hunching, pussy pumping, clown that pussy bozo.
Hey, make it love in the restroom. Hey, say she my baby, no test tube. Hey, baby girl, no, I wanna text you. I don't like talking, I'ma text you. Making this move ain't your best move. Going straight to voicemail, can't get through. Baby girl, come, let me dress you. See my deep girl in your neck, boo.
Now we making love in a restroom.
Got two bitches,
you know that this is what I do.
I thought I told you not to touch my gangsta.
Pussy nigga wanna play games with me.
Now I got two mates, I ain't with me.
Ain't
she doing all kinds of shit?
Welcome to Drip the Mic presents Dripping to the New Year. Tonight we will engage in sensual and erotic poetry. No holds bars and night poets. Forget those fire people ready to share with us and make this mic drip. With your host, Azisa Pomonopoulos and co-host Subliminal. The dial-in number is 646-378-0355 and press 1 to make this mic drip.
Drip. You are equipped with succulent lips and those four-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern Continental goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie Ainati root boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come, did me pull out me stun gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammo. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. make my mic drip. You're tripping, you got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographic has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I'm missed with your grip, and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my myths at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic drip?
Welcome to Drip the Mic Presents, Dripping to the New Year. We are here once again for the last time this year. Aziz, the pulmonologist, decided he would take tonight off and left me, Subliminal, to be your host. And with that being said, I have a guest co-host with me tonight, none other than Paul Krim, the poet. But in order for you to come in and join these shenanigans with me and Mr. Paul Krim, you have to dial that number at 646-378-0355 and press 1 to make this mic drip. Paul Krim, are you in the building?
Oh, I'm definitely in the building. What's good, sis? Oh, man.
Oh. I'm glad that you said yes to the invite to being my special guest host for this evening.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
We got some shenanigans going on tonight. See, it's nothing like, you know, when the CEO decides to take the night off and allow us to just roam free here in the building and do whatever we see fit of doing.
I'm sure he's going to creep in later on, though.
Yeah, but by then it'd be too late. It would be too late.
No doubt.
Because by then, see, the shenanigans would have already been had. We'd have had everybody crossing over to the things that, you know, even they not ready to do. Because, again, this is Drip the Mic Presents, Dripping into the New Year.
Well, I'm looking forward to the poets.
I think we both are. But how has your week been?
Well, my week has been it's been pretty good, you know. Joy's been on me about the show and everything. By right, though, you know, she's been stressing. I haven't been pulling my weight as much as I should. So she's been on me about that. But, man, overall, it's been pretty decent. Just prepare for tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait for tomorrow. But, bro, I got some new ink for tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I got new ink for tomorrow. New ink, and the fact that I am going to be saying it without my safety net.
Oh, are you saying we're not reading? We just going to spit?
We are not reading. We're just going to spit off the top of the dome.
Oh, that dog. Those of you in the area that's going to the show tomorrow, man, y'all have no idea what kind of honor you're getting ready to be blessed with. For Subliminal to come up there and get on stage off the dome for y'all, man, this is a treat. So y'all be ready, be prepared, man. She's going to bring that fire.
Yeah, and I'm stretching it even further. I'm not doing erotic.
Uh-oh. Oh. Another surprise.
Another surprise. But enough about tomorrow, because, you know, I can't spoil no more for tomorrow. I can't spoil no more for tomorrow. Today we're talking about drifting into the new year. I want to know, we want to know, are you leaving anything in the past? And what will you be taking with you to drip into the new year? I hope everyone has went and got all their libations that they need. They sitting back, getting ready to get into these rooms that we have here at Drip the Mic Hotel. But in order to do that, you have to press that one to make this mic drip. But Paul Krim.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you.
My question
for you is, can you show our drippers that you can make this mic drip?
I would love to. Her conversation aroused me. It seemed like every word that fell from her lips tickled the tip of my intellect. An orgasmic vibration of thoughts came hard from her mind and fell deep into her conversation. It was like that every time we exchanged words. Her sexy yet confident tone, accompanied by the passion in her speech, turned me on to the point where my mental infatuation had some physical ramifications with every word that escaped from her thick, succulent lips. Beads of sweat formed on my neck as my temperature increased due to the fact that my mind can't help but wonder if she knows exactly what she is doing to me. Every conversation feels like we switch positions. Every small pause is an intimate kiss. Every explanation feels what has been missing, and every eye contact manifested pure bliss. I wonder if I make her feel the same way. I wonder if she watches my lips as I engage in conversation and imagine them pressed against hers. I wonder if she listens to the tone of my voice and imagine me whispering in her ear while slowly lying down on soft sheets. I wonder if she looks at my eyes and imagine looking in my eyes as I stamp my seal of ownership with every passionate stroke. I wonder if my conversation aroused her. To be continued. In peace.
You wonder. And what did you name that piece?
I actually don't have a name for it yet. I am working on I want it to be like a three-part series. So right now it's just that. I think the second part of it is going to be a collab. I just haven't exactly chose exactly whom. But I don't have a title for it just yet. It's coming.
Wow. And that is how we are here to start off this dripping to the new year. Again, poet, we don't care. Because there's no holds barred tonight. I need those fire pieces, and I need you to make these mics drip. Again, I am your host, Subliminal, with my guest co-host, Paul Krim, the poet. And that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to get on here and make these mics drip. But we could not have any other place to do this in the platform to do this on if it wasn't for the CEO of Drip the Mic, Aziz the Pulmonologist. And we thank him for that. He decided to take the night off tonight.
You know, I like his job. When you get the sign, I like his job. I'm just going to wake up one day and say, you know what?
I'm taking the night off.
I like when you're the CEO, you can do that.
You can do that. But Paul Krim, before we open these mics, I think you may have a question to ask me.
Oh, I definitely do, and I've been waiting to ask this question for a very long time, so.
I bet you have.
Subliminal.
Yeah.
My sis, can you make this mic drip?
But of course, bro, I can make this mic drip. Standing before you naked and proud, anything is allowed. Room is dark, candles lit, massaging my breast, caressing my slick. I want to be his MRE. From the arch in my back and my juices that attack to his bottom lip like teeth. Each arm, each leg tied down, spread eagle, sent shivers of surprises. My nipples, your mouth hard as a rock. Swirling tongue traveled south. You massage my clit with the tip, then smack it and say, calm down. Slide a pillow under my back, removing any slack from the ropes that bind. A very small pain that adds to delight. The sharp crack of his whip moves gently down my body like a snake. You're not sure how much more I can take. Taking the candle from its holder, dripping hot wax upon my shoulder, down my perky nips, across my hips, followed by ice that slowly feels so nice, cooling each spot with your lips tracing the path. This taboo, just as it ought to be. I beg and plead, and finally you slide inside, no longer denying with each thrust from now until the end of time. I am your sex slave. In peace.
This came through here dripping for real. Oh, so you got bars now. We got standards that people got to reach now. That's what you're doing?
but of course. Yes, yes, yes. See, this dripping into the new year, we have to realize that, hey, it's a new year, and we're still going to drip when it comes.
Most definitely, most definitely. The dripping don't stop just because of the time change.
Not at all, not at all, not at all. But I am so happy that you are here to help me with these poets that are coming through. So let's not wait any longer. Let's go ahead and open up these lines. And I think it would be all right if we go ahead and let this first poet come through, because it's none other than Akil Ali.
Yo.
Wow.
What's up?
Hello, Akil Ali.
Amen.
How are you?
No. I am wonderful, thank you. My man, Paul Cranker.
What's good,
yeah.
Brother?
Hey, brother. How are you? You think
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I see the fox is out there then. He ain't there, huh? Yeah, I see.
You know, he decided he wanted to see you. He needed a little break. So, you know, go ahead. We got you. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Yeah,
We pick up the slack every 90.
Yeah, I got this. See, I got Paul came on the show, so I don't know if to go erotic, go romantic. Yeah. He's like another beast on the farm.
Now, you know this is an erotic show. I don't know why you come in here playing that this is an erotic show.
No, you just nasty. So,
I wasn't going to let him slide, sis. I was gonna let him run that. I was going to let him talk. I ain't talking. Let him get through all he needed to get through. And then I was going to let him know flat out, man, you already know what it is. Bring it.
Yeah, nasty. Yeah, nasty. That's it. All right.
So, Mr. Akil Ali, I need to know, can you make this mic drip?
Yeah, but I'm tired of being nasty. All right, here we go. I call this one Slim Thick. She's straight up and down. No big old round ass to pound. Just another, just enough. I'm talking about just enough to muster the sound for a one-hand clap. As a matter of fact, she's sophisticated sexual model size. Can still make my manhood rise because I know what's going on inside. That's why I call her Miss Slim Thick. All her weight is between her thighs. That muffin is a fat pussy surprise. She has control over her walls, and that's nice. The thicker girls might can twerk her ass cheeks, but this one here, pleasing the beloved's meat, thoroughly. Barely more than a mouthful, but it's okay. These nipples are extremely horny. I found out it's not all about the shaking the rump. It's about how deep is the cunt. Don't front. Most brothers don't even know this from the jump. Slim Thick got it going on. Let her twerk her lips on my shit. Giddy up, baby, and ride this dick. Slam it down, give me all of it. Squeezes me properly, and that's the benefit. She's so deep, it doesn't make no freaking sense. But those perky pits loves to be late. Don't sleep on this Slim Thick chicks. Maybe she's a size 4. What's the padded bra for? I know exactly what you are capable of. She's pleasingly sweet, from her ears to her feet. Her cinnamon-flavored melanin, she has the cutest grin when it's time to get it in. Baby, let the games begin. It's a whole beast between these sheets, and I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about my Slim Thick freak. In peace.
Once again, this man has stepped on somebody's radio show and just completely melted stages.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah. Y'all nasty motherfuckers.
Slim. How are we nasty? You come here talking about a Slim Thick chick. And tips.
Well,
well, that's nothing nasty about nipples. I mean, I think we all like nipples. We start liking nipples as a baby. It just matured when we got older to other things.
But you noticed, like, skinny girls, like real skinny girls. I'm talking about slim gents. Slim, always keep a man. That's why. Like, a deep cut. Real shit. Yeah. Pussy, you know, ain't got no ass. You know. Good pussy don't need hips. Don't even need pretty face, apparently. Yeah, that part. They got the good girl. You wouldn't know that, Vicky. You wouldn't know that, Vicky. You wouldn't know that. You know nothing about that.
I was really trying to see how that was going to go.
Akil Ali, what do you have going on? I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh, well, what do we have going on? All right. We are getting ready for the new year tonight. Right after this show, we got the No Host Bards on the Queendom Network. It is a speed round show. Bring a piece, lock and load it. After the song, your mic open up. Be ready. There is no host. It is so ain't a lot of chit chat. And so we asked all the poets, just come by, man. Bring a piece. We debut tonight, right after this show at 9 p.m. And the Killer Leaf show comes back the first Tuesday in the 7th. First Tuesday with the CEO, Drip the Mic, Aziz. And then we got Paul Cram. You know this. Put in your calendar, player. He's after him the following week. And guess what? We got Harold Melvin's Blue Notes on the third Tuesday. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the iconic song, If You Don't Know Me By Now. Yeah, something like that.
If you don't mind, if you drop all that into the event page for me, please, sir.
I got Aziz to fly. I'm just about to make programs. Excuse me. Yeah. So, hey, I'll definitely give you the flyer for the No Host Bars, and which is right after y'all, and Aziz flyer. No problem. Catch you.
That would be so lovely. And, again, you have earned your room here at Drip the Mic Hotel. Before we change them out in the new year, put up a new design, go enjoy your last hurrah.
Well, since we got y'all gonna be new room, I want my own. Let me tell you, I need a Black Love Poetry suite. You know what I'm saying? Dad, give me a whole suite. I'll pick out for anything. Black Love Poetry suite. When my squad come through, put their ass in there. Yeah.
They
got a lot of
have to get that together and put that on the in the plans and have everything worked out. We thank you for coming. We hate you for coming through.
Thank you for having
one mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
No doubt.
Are you enjoying yourself, bro?
I am enjoying myself, especially if I hear the word, nipple, I automatically smile.
I'm not even going to go there with you.
It's such
Y'all
a happy word.
It's such a happy word for everybody.
It's such a happy word.
Nipple. Okay, I get you. I understand. It's a nipple.
It's a nipple. See what I'm saying? You did it. It's a happy word.
I'm not going to. Again, this is Drip the Mic presents Dripping into the New Year. With your host, Subliminal, and guest, co-host, Paul Cram, the poet. That dialing number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip. Here at Drip the Mic, we are always into supporting other poets. And I thought I would change it up since the CEO, Aziz the Pulmonologist, has taken the night off. And I will play one of our other poets' pieces. So, with that being said, we are going to do... I Love the Stranger by Black Pearl.
Oh.
Last night I loved a stranger, like in the middle of a fantasy. All the while we were laughing and talking. You thought I was helping you, you were giving me just what I needed. You touched me in all the right places. Caressed me with words, not fingers for traces. Even though I knew you needed me bad, you had given me things you didn't know you had. That's why you amaze me. Because you give good love, the kind a woman dreams of. And before you knew it, you had my heart. And you did it without trying. That's why you set apart from the rest. Because you're the best. And it was nothing physical. I confess you've got me smitten. I try to pretend to keep you at arm's length so I don't get bitten. But you managed to spend a night with me from another place. Took my heart and left my mind in outer space. And I'm a realist, so I have to be honest with you and myself. You got me wondering if those I love use are as a friend or intimate partner. And I'm scared to ask, boo. But I love you too. And that's the easy part. I can't put my finger on how you did it, but you got my heart. Either way, I'm here for life. Friend, lover, I'll always be your wife. Don't freak out. I had to let you know. And I'll always stay in my lane. I'm not insane. Just a little smitten. And I'm telling you up front, because I promise I'll never hurt you. And I just wanted you to know, I don't want to be bitten. But I spent the last night with the perfect stranger. In peace.
Yes, that was I Loved a Stranger by Black Pearl. Again, that's what we do here. We support other poets here on Drip the Mic. But tonight we're doing Drip the Mic Presents Dripping into the New Year. Paul Cram?
I'm definitely here.
How are you feeling so far, sir?
I don't even think it's a real word. Like, I'm floating, and I ain't even done nothing to float yet. But I'm feeling really, really good right now. This is, so far, it's been a great show, great co-host. I know, because he, you know, I know he's listening right now. So, yeah, it is your fault. You can't have fun with us. That's on you.
Actually, he's in the building.
Uh-oh,
the CEO, Aziz, the pulmonologist.
Yo, 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 good evening. Good evening, family. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's good, big bro?
What's good? What's good, man?
Oh, man, chilling, man. Enjoying the show, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, man, dope show, man. I'm so honored and blessed that you stepped in to help me out while I was running a little bit late. I have some business to take care of, some final things to do. Sorry about the misinformation everybody was given that's listening. I would never take the night off the last show of the new year. I would never do that to my show. As the president of the show, I cannot do that, not the last show of the year. I have some things to do, and Paul Cram the Poet was gracious enough to step in for me and co-host, and he is holding it down. I'm not going to interrupt the flow. I just want to sit back and just listen to the rest of the show and, you know, just kick it, man. You're doing a dope job stepping in, and it's just a dope show for both of y'all.
I appreciate that so much, big bro. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So before you go, who's this pulmonologist? Are you hanging out? Are you? What are you? Are you staying in?
I'm the host of the show. Of course, I'm hanging out.
So with that being said, I need to ask you a question. And my question is, can you make this mic drip?
I for sure can. I can do that. Excuse me, but this just in. My door's open, and I'm hoping you come on in. My heart rate is racing and my blood is pumping, anticipating the moment that you and I will share a circumference, because I want to show you something. Nothing is left for discussion. See, you promised me the power of your femininity, and now I hope you ain't fronting. See, I've been going through your pages lately, and it's crazy how much they amaze me. I mean, damn, baby, it's like they be having this quicksand effect on my erect when they invade me. Or maybe it's just the way your page is open to let me slide my pen in them, allowing my mentality to meddle in your moist melanin. So check in that feminine. We've been expressing similar fantasies, and at this moment, we're living them. Melting you with my mouth because your chocolate is M&M, and this moment means to us the same as you are my synonym. You've been teasing me with this sneaky smile for quite a while, but I got a confident style that breaks that denial. Now I'm deep in that Nile, as your flow is the river in Egypt. It's like I need an arc when your back is arched, because your ocean is that sweet shit, that good shit, that pulsate on my wood shit. And when you sit on it and bounce, your grip is like a Fitbit on my dick, so make sure every stroke counts. I want to hear you pronounce every syllable in my name, first, middle, and last. And for this ass, pulmonologist has got crazy pipe game. Our energy be 4G chemistry, powering a network of guilty pleasure, as the comfort of your texture has me outgrowing what I normally measure. Digging for treasure as my pistons began to pump. Your flow of tree makes me jump, but my flow is tree, like a trunk. My arrogant black ain't no act. In fact, I was inspected and the results rated me a P for poetically certified to crack that back. And your beautiful black has been sexing my mental like you want me deep in you. So grab something to hold on to as I bow flex through your temple. You can bite my neck and scratch my back. You could change your cadence and rotate your radiance, but I would not detach you from the commitment of this match. Your ink has attacked my hormones. I think it's a foregone conclusion that we've been jonesing for the commingling of our illusions. My illusion is to govern your fusion. Dip my pen in you and write out your own constitution. Listen to you moan at my intrusion, but you got to be careful, though. My brush stroke can be confusing, but your smooth sailings has got me down for the cruise, because your water's smooth, soothed when I careen through. And as I do, my admiration for the landscapes of your hills and valleys creates the thrill of this fidelity. Now I'm holding on to keep hope alive, but your glide has got my strokes tallied, like 1 through 4, then the cross mark is 5. Or you can count backwards from 5 down to 1. Either way you do the math, the rhythmic arithmetic of your pearl tongue summons me to come. Then splash. The smooth sailings of your waters has got me inundating you with my oils and glazing my name all over that heart-shaped ass. In peace.
Man, did you say you was going to bow flex? Like, did that come out? Man. I'm so glad my phone was on mute, because as soon as you said it, I said, oh, no. Man, your ink, bro, your metaphors are always dope to me, man. I'm so glad that CEO came through and hit us with that one, bro. That was dope.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I think sis over there still stunned.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic was on mute. I'm so sorry. I love inundating her. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, I got both of y'all. So we looking forward to tomorrow, right? All white.
Yes.
We gonna eat.
All white.
That's gonna be a crazy dope show, bro. That's gonna be a crazy ass dope show, man.
Man, it's still people right now hitting us up, buying tickets, man. We're already at a bunch of people. It's going to be a packed house.
Oh, man, it's wild, really.
Yeah. When I went against the grain and did the little special that I wasn't supposed to do, I took my cut. You know, it's cool. I got cussed out real bad for it, but it's all right. Subliminal, my sister, so I'm used to getting picked on, so it don't bother me.
You're going to take some lashes for that.
Yeah, but it's going to be a packed house, bro. Like I said, people still calling in, trying to get their tickets and ready to get their tickets.
Damn. People better get down. It's not even about tickets no more. People better get there early.
You got to get there early, yeah. Like, make sure you get a seat.
Right, in the front.
We had to pull a table out last time. So for everybody in my area right now who plan on coming to the show, make sure y'all get there early. Two of the poets right now, I don't know if they knew. I'm sure they did because they know they don't have options. But in the open mic round, these two right here will be spitting. So make sure you come and see this.
Oh, wow. You just going to put us on the spot like that.
Oh, yeah. Got to. I didn't even tell them about the other stuff. They'll find that out at the show when they see
that
slot.
Right. Oh, that's going to be, man, I can't wait to that one. Either. Both of these. Yeah, I've been talking about them both.
You two. That's all I can say, you two. That's all I can say, you two. For those of you who don't know, when these two get together, it's like a crying field.
Oh, that's how you feel? That's what you do it.
You put me on the spot, I'm going to put you on the spot, bro.
I ain't cry. Like, that's not what happened. I didn't cry. I saw y'all, and it's not like I was crying. Y'all just caught me at a time where my eyes had just finished working out, and they were sweating.
Them onions.
Them onions, that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was them onions.
Yeah, bro.
Did you say
onions.
Your eyes was working out and they were sweating? Did you say your eyes was working out?
My eyes was working out and it started sweating. Now, Joyce sitting over here talking about there wasn't no onions in there. Like, shut up. Ain't nobody.
There wasn't no onions. Wasn't no dust.
I tried, bro.
She's talking about straight tears. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, subliminal my sister, I'm used to getting picked on. So I got subliminal on the left and Joyce on the right. So I'm going to get picked on a lot. I just got to start fighting back. I'm just scared of them.
Man.
It's all right. I have a pen. I'll take my anger out on that paper.
You acting as if we're scared of your pen. It's wicked, but we're not scared of it.
All right. You don't have to be afraid. I don't want you to be afraid.
Mr. CEO, you going to take over the reins?
I mean, I wasn't going to stop y'all flow. It was going so smooth. I was enjoying it. I mean, I don't mind being a part of the audience at all, you know, but, you know, it's just like I'm right here, so I'm not going to stop nothing. I don't want the callers and listeners getting mad at me that was sitting back enjoying the show.
But it's your show, sir. We're going to allow you to take over the reins.
I just came in to, do my job. You know, anybody going to say I'm a lazy president? I don't want to hear that shit, goddammit.
And again, this is Drip the Mic presents Dripping into the New Year. With your host, Aziza Pulmonologist, your co-host, Subliminal, and guest co-host, Paul Cram, the poet. That call-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip. And get on there with all the shenanigans.
Yes, 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 yes. That's what we do here.
So, I thought we would go ahead and play another piece since it is the end of the year and we want new pieces from each one of these poets. So let's go ahead and play some of these old tracks so that we know that we're going to get some new ones. And the next artist that I would like to play is Chained Lust by Poetic.
To break free, but chained next to you, I can be me, a real unchained animal. 50 shades is subliminal. The link in these chains, forget the whips, baby. This tongue game is insane. Biting and nibbling, kissing and sucking. Hold on tight as I go deeper. Body so smooth. Are you a leaker? Cause the wetness dripping off of you onto me unleashed a savage. The kind that grabs you so passionately. Savage. The moment I even think about breaking free, your moan, oh, so sexy. I can't control any of my urges. I just want to bust as my blood pressure surges. Late night into the broad daylight. Your body compressed against mine is oh so right. I want you more and more. I crave your juices as we grind on the floor. The chair breaking as we create ecstasy. We can't keep it classy. Raw and uncut sexual pleasure. Can you feel my heartbeat inside your treasure? Lovemaking from chained lust. Restricted movement and encrypted trust. Only me for you and you for me. The delight in your touch, oh, I see. You like it gentle and rough. Be glad the chains have us bound, tough. There's so much more to this, pleasing what you miss. Come closer, squeeze through the links. Your red bottoms in the corner, links. Your breast reaching for my heartbeat. The same one you feel inside with each stroke, high heat. The sensuality of our movement, distinctively defining our involvement. I don't care who interrupts us. That is why we have chained lust. From the mind of Poetic.
Yes, I forgot we even had that one. That's a cold one right there. We are back. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
And I was just getting ready to tell the folks that we are back. We are back with Drip the Mic Presents Drip into the New Year. I am your host, Aziz the Pulmonologist, joined by Subliminal. And we are gracious and honored enough to have Paul Cram step in and just body the mic. I mean, Now, again, can't say how much we appreciate you being here. I can't say how much I appreciate you stepping in, bro. And you're natural, man. You just fit right in like a puzzle piece. So it was like a beat wasn't even missed. So thank you again for that.
Thank you, man. You know, it ain't hard to, you know, follow good examples. You know, it's really not hard to follow good examples. All I got to do is call in and listen.
Yes. Even if I got to threaten you with subliminal, you will probably listen.
Oh, yeah, if you got to threaten me with sis, I'm going to try to find a way not to only call, but I'm going to see if I can email myself.
Right. I done seen you do a Morse code when I threaten you with her.
Hit you with the flashlight SOS sign.
Right. I done seen you tie a poem to a pigeon leg.
Please,
deliver this. Yes.
So that's how y'all feel. I'm not as bad as they say that. They say I am.
You know what, sis? I don't think that you're bad. I just think your name gives people the wrong impression.
Anytime somebody say I don't think that you're, and then they say that word, whatever it is, that means they do think you that. So
I just know you're not one of the people that I just need to play with. If he say, a sis said, I'm like, all right, cool. So what sis say I need to do? Like, first of all, I'm already going to do it. But what she want?
I'm not that bad. I don't know why y'all keep trying to make people think I'm the mean one. I am the loving one. Mm-hmm. I am the loving one.
With that being said, Miss Engineer.
Yes.
What do we have coming up next?
I thought we would take a small.
What the? So sorry.
No.
I'm guessing it's small.
Yeah, whatever
it's
it
real
is,
small.
It's gonna be tiny,
small.
Whatever it is.
But I need a small backup because you guys are just in here bombarding me and railroading me, making me sound like I'm a bad guy. And I thought it would be better if I bring in none other than Jen Fatale because she's going to come in here with her guns loaded and blaze.
Oh, shit.
Is that what we're coming?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jen Fatale.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, ma'am?
I am very good. And Aziz, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, I could not be better. Got to the show in time. I got here a little late, but, I mean, I got a chance to listen in right before I finished up everything I had to do after work. And then, man, the show was so dope. I'm like, man, I don't know if I should come in and interrupt what's going on, you know, but. I was like, well, wait a minute, I got to do my job. What kind of person would do that to his show, you know, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've been in here just harassing me. They've been talking about how I'm so mean and all this.
Oh, boy.
They just, you know, saying all they do is hear my name and they start shaking.
Now, see, that's just, that right? No, I'm not going to say that you mean, sis. It's just, I'm not, I respect your mind. So if you send word, tell Paul Cram he need to call the show. Well, I'm going to call the show because I know the next time I call, if I didn't call when you asked, I'm going to have to hear it. So I'm going to go ahead and just take my lick right then instead of prolonging it.
You see, he's trying to weasel himself out.
Nope, I'm scared of you. Plain and simple, I'm afraid. There, I just manned up and told the world that I am afraid of subliminal.
Mm.
Anyway. Nice try. I believe.
The pure intimidation.
Hey, Paul Cram. Is that Paul Cram?
That's Paul Cram.
This is definitely who this is.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. I know that voice. How you doing, sir?
I am great and very much looking forward. The last time I heard you spit on Drips the Mic, you took me for one.
Bless us.
Oh my God, you had me laughing so hard afterwards. You was like, oh my God, where is she at? I'm like, I'm right here. I can't wait to get you on our show. I know your feature is kind of coming up in a couple of weeks or what have you. I cannot wait. I just put it in my calendar.
I appreciate it, man. That's going to be dope.
Yes, it is. It's going to be crazy. And yours too, Aziz. Cannot wait.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.
We were just talking about you today.
It's not all true. Whatever you heard, those people are just bitter. That is not true.
That's right. Just bitter. That's right.
Those people are just bitter. It's not true.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, I would love to read some of my new stuff, but I can't because it's from my book. However, I do have a piece, and it's, I have to keep it clean tonight, you guys, because my husband is in the room.
Okay, we'll give her a pass, Mr. Fatale. We'll give her a pass.
Thank you. You know I love y'all. I'm gonna come back strong next week.
So this week I got to watch it. Hold on, they're a little bit more accepting than I am. Hold on, wait a minute.
Right.
Hold on, I heard the name and I immediately got excited. You mean to tell me that I'm not gonna hear the Jim Fatale that I'm looking to hear?
Well, I mean, there's many sides to her, which makes her fatal. So, I mean, you know.
You know, all your sides are amazing. I give you that. All your sides are amazing.
But the side
that got me.
Wow.
The side you showed on a different episode of Drip the Mic.
Right. I feel bad.
I was all in people inboxing. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely.
So how's those shows going though for you? Have you been getting a good response?
Talking to me?
Yes.
Oh man, they are incredible. Each show, the people who come out, it grows, and like one person tells two people tells four, and you started a trend actually, because of you that first gift donation that you pulled off, people just started doing it. So I want to thank you for setting the trend like that, man. That was real awesome.
Thank you. I wish really that I could have been there. That's really the bottom line. And one day I'm gonna be able to travel like that. You know, I don't have the resources to travel like that right now. But man, when I do, it is a wrap. I'm gonna be going to all kinds of shows.
Oh man, I can't wait.
No, we went like we was there last month, and that show was missing nothing. I mean, nothing. That show lacked nothing whatsoever.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And, you know, so we are set to go back for tomorrow, too, so for the show tomorrow night. So that one, looking forward to a crazy, crazy night show tomorrow night.
Okay, quick shout out to Joyce Bankston for making all that possible for me of Elegant Entertainment, man. Without her, I wouldn't have none of that. So,
wow.
Yes.
She be on it, huh?
Oh, yeah, she be on it, and she be on me.
Listen, she
good.
Is a super manager, super producer, super promoter. I mean, she, that woman works hard. So,
yeah, she
does. Big shout out.
Nice.
Big shout out to Joyce Banks.
I gave her my dream, and she gave me a plan. So we went from there.
Okay.
Man.
And it's about to jump off. That's really it. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Yeah, you just caught me
in
my thoughts. You have to understand, it's still you talking, so you caught me in my thoughts. That's all.
Well, since you're so caught up in your thoughts, then I'm gonna step back. We're gonna step back, and we're gonna hand you over to Paul Krim. Paul Krim, do you have a question for Ms. Chantel?
Oh God, yes. Jen Fatale.
Yes. Yes, King.
Ooh, that sounded good. Say it one more time. Jen Fatale.
Yes, King.
Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. The name of this piece is called Let That Marinate. Got us all sounding off like guns, trying to get this thing done, staying angry till the war is won or until we're all one. One and the same game of chains, all linked together, leaving no remains or anyone left behind, because my kind is quick to grind as we run up that incline. And it's by divine design that we suffer the way we suffer, showing others that Ford couldn't be built tougher than us. We ride rougher. We be bicarbonate with no buffer. Can't take us out without us coming back stronger, lasting even longer, making your injustice of us look even wronger. Sure, we'll go to our respective corners as you turn our black mothers and fathers into black parental mourners after the coroners are all done picking up the bodies of the ones left in the crossfire of someone's racist gun. Hatred of one race got us on the run. But anywhere else in life, they really don't want none. And even though we all sit under the same sun, we're treated as if we ain't worthy of none of the sweet justice that's provided to every other color of race but one. But the entire colored race of people will never be treated as equals, because slavery was the prequel to the sequel of a negative and never-ending saga played out by men wearing hats labeled MAGA and blue uniforms simply because we reject your political, racist, and inhumane dogma. Now let that marinate.
Yo, even though that wasn't erotic, yo, that piece was like so captivating, man. And your flow, the flow and delivery was just crazy. It was just crazy.
Ah, thank you, Aziz.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love that piece. You sound like the happiest angry woman in the world when you spit that piece. Well, I absolutely love it, man. It hit on.
Thank you.
It hit so many points that really needed to be hit, man. I appreciate you bringing that piece tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I'll get with you guys next week. I feel naked right now.
Oh, for real? That's how you feel what? Naked.
You know how you feel like you feel out of place, like something is not in its proper spot. That's how I feel right now reading that piece.
Oh, that's what your naked meant. I'm sorry. I'm
Why?
That's what I meant by naked. I didn't mean like
physically. You walked right into that. You walked right into that, Jen. But you walked
she said
into
she felt naked.
That.
I want to say me too.
Right. And listen, anything that she get as a result of that, she got covered. Because you walked right
that.
Into that. You pitched it right down the plate.
let's feel naked. Let's put her in a good room. She can be naked.
Thank you.
You pitched that right down the middle of the plate for
God.
So the first time I heard you spit that piece, I was like, wow. But even hearing you say it now, it does make you marinate just to sit there and think about all of the bits and pieces that you put together, and that your flow was wicked.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, when I wrote that piece, it was a challenge piece, you know, and Jerome Craven is the one that Craven? The poet. Well, he's the one who came up. He's the one that came up with the challenge, he wrote a little corner piece, you know, like a little sort of something like a meme or whatever that kind of got us to writing about that. So that's what I had come up with. But that's always on my mind. Like if I had to pick a genre, it would be conscious pieces that I would write about all the time. But I try to stretch my pen, you know, so that I'm not writing about the exact same thing all the time.
Again, wicked, wicked flow.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, I agree.
I'm actually a little rapper at heart, but I don't rap. But I like rap, and I like the old school rap. Stuff like that. So,
MC Ginger Spice.
Right. GFC.
I don't do no rapping. I don't even rap gifts. Like, I don't know how to do it.
I believe you could if you tried. You probably could rock a mic.
Who, me? Well, you know,
yeah.
I have been known to cut a little rug. Nah. When it comes down to, like, rapping over a beat, that's something that's foreign. It's very foreign to me. I feel like I could probably do it if I really, really tried. But poetry is something that I could just sit down and be like, you know what, I need to write, and just boom, go. So it's like,
yeah.
I think I'm going to stay in my lane. And I'm almost 40. I just don't see myself on BET jumping around with some skinny jeans.
Come on now. Right.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You said with some skinny jeans on.
Yeah, I just don't see it. You know.
Yeah, no.
Not this time. Not this time. Completely understand. Well, I'll scurry on off to the room you guys put me in. I'd love to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Go on the slide by that concierge and see what special one we got lined up for you and the mister over there. And go and get yourself checked in and kick back and listen to the rest of the show.
Awesome. All right, you guys.
Yes.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
Absolutely. One mic, one love.
That was my first time hearing that piece by her. That was crazy.
Yeah, she came through with that one. That caught me all the way off guard. I loved it.
And there was a lot of intelligence in it as well, you know. So go ahead.
I heard her spit it on the Kill Ali show. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's Jennifer Tile?
Wow, yeah. She dug down to some Sister Soulja on that one.
Man, I'm having a good time.
Man, yo. YouTube.
Well, this is Drip the Mic, presents Dripping into the New Year. What else can we say? We're going to drip until we can't drip no more. With your host, Aziza Pulmonology, co-host Subliminal, and guest co-host Paul Cram, the poet. Gentlemen, are you ready for the next poet?
No doubt.
I believe this is none other than MD Live.
Yo. Yo. That ain't so.
Yo, what's good, fam?
Man, what's good, my brother, man? What's good with you?
Yeah, doing my thing, man.
Yes, yes, man. This is one of my favorite callers, man. This brother right here. Listen, I don't know if y'all been hearing the last 2 weeks the Drip the Mic Freaky Tales. If you haven't, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm not going to even tell you what you missed. But if you think this brother's pen is one angled, one dimensional, you are sadly the fuck mistaken. Sadly, I'm mistaken. This brother's been showing some versatility over the last couple of weeks, and I've just been in awe. I can't wait to see what he got to bring this week.
Oh, man, I appreciate the accolades, man. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well deserved.
I'm glad to be back on the show, man. Had to kiss the last one for the year, man.
Yeah, but you still owe me 6 and 7, MD.
Oh, tell her what's up, MD. She don't even know, bro.
I owe you 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Did you hear that? You heard that?
On my Wednesdays, and hit you with 2 or 3 pieces every Wednesday.
Until y'all will be waiting.
I'm gonna keep going until y'all say, "Hey, man, that's enough. We can't listen to them."
Oh well, you might as well just get to writing, brother, because I can't see myself saying that. I don't even see myself saying even nothing close to that.
Nowhere near it.
Oh, I got myself in trouble last night, man.
Is that right?
That piece I read last night?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my wife, God.
Soon as that
Yo.
Was over, my wife was calling me. You knew I was listening to read something like that.
Right. Yeah, I remember you said she was listening to that too. Wow. Bruh.
I got home.
That piece was smoking hot. Listen, this piece was so crazy. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Last night she was like, "I did want you until you said that. Now you're going to sleep on the couch." Like,
this brother said something like, "You want this dick? Well, my rent is due." I said, "Oh shit!"
You deserve to be on this sofa. You deserve to be on the sofa.
But he wasn't talking to her. He wasn't nice. He wasn't talking to the beautiful queen, his beautiful queen like that. It was a piece that he wrote when he was like 16, I think he said.
Yeah. Yeah. See that? I did redeem myself though. When I was offered to go into the room alone or with company. Hey, my wife on the phone, so I'm going with company.
Yep.
My wife went up with me.
Right. Absolutely. Crazy dope piece. Man, if y'all didn't hear it, man, again, the last two Freaky Tales, Script to Mike Freaky Tales shows, he just came through and just murdered it, showed a whole different angle. So,
I'm trying to be versatile, man, in my words.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say tonight. So with that being said, MD Live, can you make this mic drip?
Most definitely. I don't know if I did this one on here before, but I know I did it on another show. And it's called Fed Up, No More Pain. My dreams turned into nightmares. the first day you raised your fist. I struggled to be free, but you threatened to hunt me down and kill me. So I stayed, frightened every day, wishing my nightmare would end. My days were covered in black and blues from the strikes I suffered because of you. As you delivered blow after blow, kick after kick, you spit in my face and yelled I was a disgrace. You dehumanized me in every way by every word that you say. My nights were terrified, full of torture, hate, and so much pain. You tossed me up against the wall. You even broke my jaw. The more I screamed for you to stop, the more I heard my bones break and pop. Even when I laid, I sprawled across the floor. You punched me and said, stop faking before I give you some more. When I would sleep, I still flinched because my dreams became my nightmares. The first day you raised your fist. But now who's begging for mercy? I found my strength, regained my self-worth. I might go to jail, but after these 10 bullets, your ass is going straight to hell. In peace.
Yep.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yep.
Paul Crum, I know you. I know you got something you want to say about that, brother.
Bro, like every single word that flowed from this man, bro, I felt it, and like I could totally understand the emotion in that piece, man. Like I love what if you don't mind me asking, what transpired in your mind to make you feel like, you know, this has to be written? What made you write that piece?
Actually, it was something that happened when I was 13 years old that I relived day after day. You know, me and a friend of mine was walking home, and we saw this lady getting pummeled in the back of a church.
Oh, my God.
We ran over there and tried to help. He pointed a gun at us, and we just took off running. About 2 weeks after that, I got jumped into the game. Not something that I wanted to do, but it happened.
Yeah.
I ended up in the hospital, and that same woman that got beat up was in the room with me. And before I left, she died. So I just put a spin on it and make him and it ends up out of him.
I thank you for that piece, bro. Like that's the type of piece that people really need to hear and understand where it's coming from, man. I really, really thank you for bringing that piece tonight.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I got to give it up to the man, though, because, you know, if it wasn't for him, I couldn't visualize and write the way I do.
Feel that.
Yeah. Subliminal, yeah, something you want to say?
I can't talk on that subject. That brings back a lot of memories.
Seems like you came through here and touched a lot of people. Touched a lot of people, not just us here on the show, but I'm sure people listening probably felt that and could relate to that some kind of way.
Yeah, a lot of my poetry is aimed in that direction to, you know, domestic violence, suicide, you know, the hardships of life. You know, and I figured if it needs to be said, let me put it down. Let me be the one to say something about it because I've lived through it. I grew up in it, you know, and what turned me on to the domestic violence, I saw myself becoming that person. Yeah, I saw myself becoming that person. I didn't like that, man.
Wow.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Like those subjects that you named are subjects that, especially in our community, like we don't touch on enough, like it doesn't happen, you know. So yeah, we need pieces like that, brother. We need poets like you. Like, that's a message, man. I'm very grateful that I was able to hear it tonight.
Man, you know, that's one guy that, you know, I never thought I would be writing like this until my son showed me some of this man's work, and I was like, you know what, bro, he's bringing a lot out of me. And unfortunately, he passed recently, so, you know, I got to keep on doing it.
Yes. Yes, man. Well, we definitely thank you for coming through here and just putting something on everybody's mind, giving us something to think about. And we just appreciate that piece, my brother. We really do. We're going to go ahead and get you over to the concierge and get you checked in, my brother.
Most definitely, man.
Yes, sir. Stick back and listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely will be back.
Oh, yeah, you know you got to be here Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
You
I told you.
Know.
Houston soon. I don't need subliminal taste.
See, it's not just us. It's not just us, y'all. Y'all hear this. Y'all hear this, right? Y'all see she spook everybody around here.
But yeah, I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of these cats, you know, do their thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, my brother.
One mic, one love. Did my phone
die? Subliminal, are you there? You're on mute.
I'm sorry. I'm here. I was on mute. Sorry. I thought I was talking all the time. If we go into the next poet that we like to go ahead and play this piece by, and I'm pretty sure you know who this is, Paul Cram. You ready?
I'm very ready.
I did it. I finally did it. I gave you the key. Not to my heart or my home, but to a whole new world that is filled with ecstasy. See, you said you've dreamed about me and some things that you really wanted to do. Well, I'm here to let you know, baby, that I can make all of your dreams come true. So what I need you to do is just close your eyes and visualize as I sit back and explain the real reason you'll get chills every time you say my name. You'll receive a phone call from my cell to yours, telling you I'm in room 222, just knock on the door, but when you get there, there'll be an envelope, and on it will be your name. Inside will be a key card and rules to this ecstasy game. When you walk in, you'll realize that you're in a candlelit room. And on a bed, you'll notice a card with instructions, and those instructions are just for you. Those instructions will tell you to take off all of your clothes and put on your favorite lovemaking CD. Then come into the bathroom with a hot tub, you can join me. As you enter the bathroom, I give you a champagne-filled glass. Then I watch you sip it slowly as I gently rub your ass. Sitting in the tub with my back in the ceramic and your back on my chest, I'm rolling my tongue across your neck as your breasts I start to caress. You turning me on with each and every moan as my hands take a southern trip between your breasts, past your belly button, below your bikini line, until I reach that yearning clit. Rubbing in a circle of motion until I slip my fingers inside. I'm nibbling on your neck and your ears. Your legs start to open wide. You ready to get the gift right now, but I have other plans for us. So I get out of the tub and whisper in your ear and tell you, baby, right now there's no need to rush. But at that moment, I pick you up. Legs across my right arm as my left arm cradles your head. You then rub your hands across my naked wet back as I carry you towards the bed. I then lay you on your back and feed you chocolate cream covered cherries. You land there looking pretty as Halle, so it's only right if I go down and eat your beer. My thumb and index finger rolling your nipple as I lick your clit. My tongue extended real hard deep inside, making you beg for the gift. So I oblige your request by giving you a gift that you haven't received yet. 8.5 inches of rock hard penis on a spot that's dripping wet. With your arms pinned down to the bed and your sexy legs on my strong shoulders, You quickly realize that you're not messing with a boy, baby, but you're fucking with a sex soldier. With each stroke, your moans get louder, but I know it's not because it hurt. I let your arms go, you wrap around me tightly, screaming, oh God, like you're inside of somebody's church. I slide out of you, get out of bed, and then I make your body bend. I wrap my hands in your hair, spread your legs, and from the back again, I slide in. Pulling your hair while cheeks and pelvis meet, making a beautiful smack. Your pleasure muscles start to contract real fast while your eyes roll back. The words slip softly from between your teeth. But that's what happens when you whip Paul Cramer in between these sheets. So deep and deep inside I go, and hard inside I thrust. After about your third orgasm, baby, I think I'm finally ready to bust. So I'm still deep inside as you order for me to stroke it fast. I stroke it to the very last second, pull it out and make sure I don't shoot it on that beautiful round ass. Your pleasure muscles still throbbing while you lay across the sheets. I place a pillow under your head because you quickly fell asleep. So now that you visualize everything that we can do, it's time to wake from your dream state so we can make this dream hit come true.
Yo. Man, yo, that piece right there, brother. That piece right there, man.
I kind of like that piece.
Yo, that is, man. No. That's man, that is dope, brother. That is definitely a dope one, brother. That's the flow of it just, it just comes off so smoothly, like if there's no doubt that you believe and you put in your power and what you really feel about what you're doing behind that. There's no doubt in that, you know, just from the delivery of that, man. That's just crazy the way you did that, brother.
Man, it was a little story behind it. Like, not the very first erotic piece I've ever written, fam, was something called Drip Drip. I'm so happy I don't remember it. And it was I just did it because the people around me was writing sex pieces, and I was like, I could do that. And I couldn't. I found out that it's not just something you just grab a pen and do. And
right.
True sister, Melanie Craig, I love her to death. Shout out to Mel. She pulled me straight to the side. Like, she pulled me to the side. Her and another young lady by the name of Terry Robertson, they pulled me to the side and flat out told me, like, Paul Cramer, if you're not going to make it believable, there is no reason for you to say anything like that, because then women going to look at you and feel like you don't know what you're doing. That's what it is? And so in 05, man, I sat down one day with my vegetables, and I just went to writing, and that's been my most popular erotic piece since 05, bro.
Wow. I can believe it. I remember when I first heard it, I thought it was new. When you told me 05, I was like, damn.
I love it. My mama to this day, she refuses to try to listen to it, and I'm so happy about that.
Right, exactly, man. Exactly. Man. Yeah, moms, yeah, moms was looking at us like, wait a minute, what? That's a show. So.
Yeah, she is. I love it all. That's my mom.
Yes. Shout out to moms, absolutely. Yeah. Well, my brother, man, listen, I can't say how wonderful it's been, man, just having you on the show, just listening to you just command the mic the way you have, the way it's just so comfortable and it's just so naturally coming out of you. It's like, you know, like you, I know when we had talked, it was like, you know, you never really done, you know, radio before, but, bro, you're natural at it, man. So I just really want to thank you, man, for just picking up the ball and running with it like you have, my brother. I mean, you definitely did your thing tonight.
Thank you so much, man. I'm I was honored to be here, especially, like I said, man, Drip the Mic. That's just, that's the kind of stuff I try to rearrange what I'm doing to make sure I call in.
Man, yeah, that's an honor, man. That's definitely an honor. That's definitely an honor. Well, being that it is a Friday evening, the last show of the year, we're not going to hold everybody tonight. We're going to stop the show a few minutes early to let y'all get ready. If y'all going over to the other show over on the Queendom Network, we know that show is getting ready to get hot. Y'all got a few minutes to get prepared for that. But we're going to go ahead. And I just want to, again, thank you, Paul Graham, for just coming through. I want to thank the lovely, always beautiful, always sexy Subliminal for holding it down. And I have been your host, Aziz the Pulmonologist. And we just ask that you join us tomorrow night on Drip the Mic, Your Oral Addiction with April J. Armstrong, where she will be interviewing Bo Ward. That's going to be a dope, dope, dope show. If you're in the area, if you're in the Texas, Louisiana area, and you won't be at Lyrical Wonderland tomorrow night, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yes, right, exactly. Shame on you. But that is what will be going on tomorrow night. It's just so much stuff going on, y'all. So from Drip the Mic, we just want to tell everybody, I hope you had a beautiful, wonderful Christmas. We want to tell everybody Happy New Year. Be safe out there. Peace and blessings and love to everybody.
Peace, love, and blessings to all the listeners, man. Thank y'all for coming through tonight. I had so much fun being the guest host. This is definitely an enjoyable experience. Jennifer Ty, lead the dope, baby. I'm on my way.
I heard that.
Morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
Anytime you need me, for real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen, wear the crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things left forever. My lady, we can make more or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was sucking. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my pussy away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Work life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the fucking lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga.